So yeah, like FPSs, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots, just like, boom, man shot, boom, man shot, I'm still getting the shots, just like,
what is up, everyone? Welcome to Boom Headshot, your weekly gaming podcast fix. As always, it's the same geek each week. I'm your host, Jordan Thompson. This is episode number 49, and I am joined yet again by my buddy D3, a streamer on Twitch. How's it going, man?
I am doing well. Doing very good.
Good. Yeah, so for anyone that keeps up with the podcast, he was actually the last guest I had on episode 48 as well. I did a review in between those two, but that was the last one. So good to have you back. And you came at me with a really good topic for this week. I'm kind of excited to get into a good discussion.
Yeah, I don't really know where I got the idea for this topic. It just came to me as a vision.
But in a dream.
It was just something I was thinking of while perusing YouTube and Kotaku and various other video game websites, and I found that I was just thinking about how much reviews and gameplay footage really factor into our want to buy a game.
Okay.
How much they influence us.
Yeah, because I know for myself, it's definitely changed more and more as the years go by. As I'm getting older, how I look for games and what kind of critiques I have certainly changed. And
definitely. And how I perceive different types of reviews and, you know, different sources has definitely changed over the years as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, back when I was a kid, I used to get, like, Nintendo Power and PlayStation Magazine. And I used to just pore over those magazines for hours and hours to see what was coming out and to see what was new and, like, what were they giving good marks, and basically base my entire opinion off of what other people said.
Yeah.
And, like, nowadays, though, I'm way more focused on, like, gameplay footage than reviews.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, when I was growing up, it was go to GameSpot and, well, did it have a 6.5? Yeah, maybe I'll give it a rent. We'll see. I mean, I think that's also something that's factored into it, is over the years, now that we don't have as many physical rental services, like for me, it was like Blockbuster and Rogers Video. Those were the two places I could go to rent games. Not having that certainly changes how you look at games, and because 9 times out of 10 you're gonna have to buy it, and that cost factor comes into play a lot more than what it used to for me.
Yeah, I think they've been pretty good about a lot of big companies, you know, putting demos out onto, you know, PlayStation Network and Xbox Marketplace and stuff. But in terms of like PC gaming, you're not always gonna be able to get a demo. You're not always gonna be able to have a little bit of hands-on time with the game before you actually buy it. And I think that's an interesting trend just in the gaming world in general, you know. But I think it's definitely evolved from a very review-centric point of view to more of a what do I think of the game point of view. And I think I put together some straw polls about, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was about that.
Yeah, and I put the word out on Twitter, and, you know, I've been I'm mods in a lot of chats, so usually I can just post them in there and let people answer. And we got a fairly good overall polling. I mean, not super spectacular, but 130 on one of them and 78 on the other. So it's a decently wide demographic.
Gives you a good idea. It's not like it's like 5 votes and you're getting 2 or 3 on one. So.
Exactly. So I feel like I got a pretty good sample. But the first straw poll I put out is how often do you watch gameplay footage or read reviews before you buy a game? Now, this one was pretty, it turned out as expected. 32% of people said most of the time. So most of the time before they buy a game, they will watch gameplay footage or read reviews. 25% said only sometimes, 17% said always, 15% said about half, and 11% said never. And then the second straw poll I put out was how much do gameplay videos and game reviews influence your decision to buy a game? Now, this one was the part that kind of turned out not quite as expected. 32% said that it influences decision only about 25% of the time. And then 26% said that they it influences their decision about half the time. And then a decent amount here, 26% said that they don't take into account the reviews or gameplay videos that they look up when they go to buy the game. Mm-hmm. And I found that really interesting because you have all these people, you know, I mean, only 11% of the original 130 responders said that they never look up gameplay footage or read reviews before they buy a game, right?
Yeah.
And yet you have over a quarter of those people then saying that they do not factor that in. And I feel like a lot of it was probably centered more towards reviews than gameplay footage.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that someone had mentioned to me as well. I mean, how much I watch gameplay is usually more than how much I'll watch actual reviews.
Yeah, definitely. So I think really what we take away from these numbers is more of the review-centric side of it. I think more people were voting in terms of reviews instead of gameplay footage. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's interesting to me how little reviews matter to people when they go out and they make sure, you know, to watch the videos and read these, you know.
Yeah.
And it just it gives me the feeling that maybe it's because of our sources of these reviews, like, because I know a lot of people, you know, if you mention such and such game, like for instance, I don't know, Titanfall, for instance.
Okay. Yeah.
When that was coming out, you know. And you'd go and read reviews, and a lot of times, you know, on these big sites, people were like, oh, well, that review is totally biased. Like, they got paid off and stuff. And I mean, it got me thinking, like, well, do these people actually, you know, get paid off by these companies? Mm-hmm. Do we as a gaming community actually have an unbiased forum for game reviews?
And
I don't really think we do.
The closest thing, really, that I could see to that would be the user scores on Metacritic.
The problem with that then becomes that everyone who hates the game is going to give it a zero.
And a lot of the times, people that hate the game are more likely to vocalize that than people who are content with the game, because chances are they're probably off playing it and they don't need to look at review sites at all.
Exactly. So you do have that factor of like user generated reviews, which mm-hmm. you know is very, and it's a very good model. It works in a lot of settings, but I'm not so sure it works in the game settings, which leaves us the problem of having we have to have critics. We have to have reputable critics, and I'm not mm-hmm. sure if we have a lot of those that people universally would say, yeah, that person's to be trusted or this site is to be trusted, and you know.
No, and I think a lot of the sites end up taking a lot more flack than getting positive praise.
Exactly.
I mean, you pull up some of the big name sites for video game reviews, and people are immediately going, oh, don't trust anything they say. Their writers are all shit, and they're paid off, so on and so forth.
So I think, and the interesting thing is, every other media has these, you know, very trusted, respected sources of reviews. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the movie world, there are loads of trusted review sites and review sources and critics who have high standing, who have been doing this, you know, doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. You look at art, you look at, you know, music, anything like that, and there's these very reputable sources that the communities themselves have said, yes, these guys are to be trusted. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone has yet to really make that institution in the gaming worlds yet. And that's interesting to me. That's really, I feel like, what needs to happen as the next evolution in the industry. You know, we've really gotten the production of the games up to par, and there's a lot of really great games coming out, and they're really well done and everything, but the flip side of that is you need people to review the games. You need a reputable source.
Yep, absolutely. And who do you go to? Because, I mean, everyone's got something bad to say about a lot of these different websites.
Yep.
And I think that's where you see a lot of people leaning more towards watching gameplay footage from things like E3 or Tokyo Game Show or any of these kind of events, where they can just see how the gameplay looks and make their opinions based on that.
Yeah, basically at this point, whenever I go to buy a game, I try and find the rawest game footage I can, and if it appeals to me, then I'll buy it.
Yeah.
But that's incredibly frustrating as a consumer, because with any other product in most other industries, you can go out and you can look up, you know, like Consumer Reports, for instance. You know, if I were to go buy a washing machine, I can go see exactly what the pros and cons of that washing machine are. I can have, you know, 100 reputable reviews of it, how it stacks up to other washing machines of the same caliber. But if I want to go buy a game, I am on my own. I'm in a sea of differing opinions, and I got to decide which ones I value and which ones I don't.
Exactly. And the one thing that I find a lot of the time is that, yes, I can go and find unbiased reviews, but by say I watch 10 to 15 of their videos on reviews for different games, how many of those do I find that my opinion tends to line up with? And if they're, if it's only happening one every 10 games, well, then I'm probably not going to solely devote my opinion based on what this person's saying.
Yeah. And right. another big problem with the with reviewing games in general is games that take a long time. You know, like, I know a lot of reviews for Destiny from critics were actually there were quite a few that were actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's funny to me because, you know, it's an MMO game. Like, it's a game that takes a lot of investment and time, and these guys, you know, only have maybe a week with the game to really get a solid review knocked out. And it's a completely different beast than sitting down for, you know, 2 hours to review to see a movie and then you go review it.
Well, and also with that being said, because it is an MMO-like game, even though they don't technically classify it as an MMO, Bungie doesn't classify it as such, but a lot of people are I could almost guarantee you a lot of them are looking, oh, it's an FPS.
Yeah.
Unless you do a bit of research and realize, oh, this is something I have to play online, like, not with other people, but there is other people online with me at the same time. It is a massive multiplayer online game.
Yeah.
But if you look at it from an FPS standpoint, then I'm sure there's a lot of criticisms you could make about it.
Oh, definitely. Obviously, I mean, I don't have much of an opinion on the game because I haven't played it at all. But from what I've seen, it looks like a very solid first-person shooter. It looks like a pretty solid MMO as well.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the level cap is 20 and they don't waste your time with 40 extra levels of fluff like a lot of games will do.
No, exactly. I mean, 20 is about what you need. Like, you can get through the campaign. I just finished it yesterday, and I was done at about level 18. And then you can just start going into doing strikes, and and then once you get high enough level, then you can go and do the raids.
Yeah, like, for me, in MMOs, the most interesting content in the game is the end game. Is the raids, is, you know, the big epic world bosses.
What's going to keep me here?
Yeah, exactly. And I think Bungie did a really good job with this one by bringing the end game content to the forefront. I think that they are going to engage a lot more people in the long term than they would have otherwise. If they had made an extra, you know, 40 levels in there to, you know, level cap of 60, like a lot of MMOs will do. That's a pretty standard level cap.
Yep.
And that tends to really, people die off around level 40, I would say.
Yeah, and I mean, if it would have been the same content they had now, with just as is, I probably wouldn't keep grinding through just to get to those big level caps.
Yeah,
because I'm not a grindy person.
They're definitely appealing to a lot bigger audience, for sure. But again, going back to the original topic, though, like, it's like a game like that where you actually do have to devote quite a bit of time to it. It's hard to review.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. It's hard to get a complete picture of the game.
Yeah, because you're not going to unlock everything. It's going to take time to explore all the different strikes and raids for that type of a game and really, really sink your teeth into it. I mean, a week is a good amount of time to, for this type of game, to get an idea of how you like it, but not an overall, this is the definitive opinion.
Yeah, and that's the really the job of these reviewers, is to say, you know, to really dig into a game, break it apart piece by piece, and say, this is what's good, this is what's bad. You know, and I feel like a lot of I think the one of the bigger problems that, that faces the game review community is that a lot of these writers, and not to like strike out at these writers, but whenever I read a lot of game reviews, and it always seems like it's heavily laden with opinion.
Yeah.
It's not, they, a lot of them don't give concrete reasons for why they liked a feature, why they didn't like a feature. It's often, I think the level of, the level to which we hold our review writers needs to elevate.
Because you're not getting any detail on what's good about this game. I mean, you can say, hey, this game has poor controls. Okay, well, show me some examples.
Yeah. At the end of the day, when I read a game review, I don't feel like I'm getting a review of the game. I feel like I'm getting someone's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. If I'm reading a review, I want to know about the game. I don't want to know your opinion.
I want a critical analysis of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, opinion is always going to play a part in it, because you can't ever completely separate opinion from a review.
No.
It's going to happen. Some people are going to like some things, some people aren't going to like others. It's going to make sense to some people, it's not going to make sense to others, why they included this feature, you know. But at the end of the day, I think I really think we need to hold, you know, this type of writing to a higher standard.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's just, it feels like reading someone's opinion, and it's basically up to the consumer to decide whose opinion matters then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, should I trust this person today, or should I trust this person today? That's, I think, what takes me away from even looking at reviews. Like, I don't remember the last time I paid attention to a video game review. I went on YouTube, I watched some videos, and I said, hey, this game looks pretty cool, I'm going to take the chance on it. And I think that's the trend, is a lot more people are just taking the chance with the game.
And I think if game review sites really want to survive and thrive, they need to take a step back and look at really what's going on, like what is affecting their industry.
Yeah,
because I don't think the average video game consumer really puts a whole lot of credence into them right now.
No, not really. If anything, there's more of a I'm gonna stay away from the reviews because they generally don't line up with what I think. I thought this last game was awesome. They thought it was shit. Why am I gonna listen to what they have to say?
Yep. So now there is light, viewer. There is light at the end of the tunnel. This is where I plug a really cool upcoming project that I saw.
Sweet.
This has the promise to be the definitive site for game reviews.
You've got me intrigued.
Have you heard of Oddmass?
I have not.
Oddmass is a new site that's coming out, and it just launched like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, it's focused on game reviews.
Really?
And their writing is just top tier. Like, very critical. I have read several reviews on the site. I am very pleased with their standings among the other review sites. Like, it's pretty unbiased, and it's very critical.
Interesting. I pulled up their website here. So it's oddmass.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have to take a look at that and see how the reviews are. They really just started up, like, not that long ago, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's pretty much George Dupree is right now the only writer. He's the one who launched the site, and he's the one writing, I think, all the reviews right now. So, but as they expand and as they grow, I really am excited to see where George takes his site. Mm-hmm. Because if he hires people on and hires writers on that have the same level of commitment to, you know, unbiased journalism as he does, then I'm very much going to be using that as a major resource. And I really love when you actually load up the site, it says, welcome to Oddmass, and then has a definition of the word journalism.
I know, I saw that. That is awesome. Writing characterized by a direct presentation of facts or description of events without an attempt and without an attempt at interpretation.
Yep. And then review, an act of carefully looking at or examining the quality or condition of something or someone. So I think it has a very a lot of potential to become like the definitive site for reviews.
Definitely something to keep your eyes on for sure.
Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of sites, you know, they just they need to up their ante. Mm-hmm. If they want to stay relevant with the community that is using them as a resource, they really need to up their ante.
And not have such a... What's the word I'm looking for? Nope, can't think of the word off the top of my head, but just the way that they view
reviews. I think the biggest problem is the gaming world isn't prestigious enough to attract someone who went to school for journalism.
Yeah.
I think honestly, not to say, you know, someone who went to college and for a journalism degree, you know, and spent all this money and spent all these years is like intrinsically better than someone who did not.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have training, and these types of people who go for these degrees are drawn to other areas.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's you're hard pressed to find a whole lot of even top notch reviewers who have a ton of experience in journalism outside of just whatever site they're a part of.
Because a lot of them just start doing it on their own free time, and then
yeah, eventually... And there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
there's nothing wrong with freelance journalism for sure. I'm not like. Trying to bash freelance journalism.
No, it's like saying my podcast would be better if I went to school, although it probably would be, but, you know, there's nothing stopping for anyone from doing such. It's the same idea.
Exactly. But I think it's a problem of the gaming industry just not quite being at that level of prestige as, say, movies or art or, you know, other such industries. And it doesn't attract the type of writing talent that those other industries do.
Yeah.
So you have to really dig deep for potential talent in these areas. And a lot of times you'll come up with people who are less about the journalistic integrity and more about putting their opinion out there.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
As sad as that is, or in some cases, I mean, we've seen it happen in the past where people have been bought off to give positive reviews.
Exactly. Yeah, that's one. I think one of the biggest problems facing us today is the buying off of reviews. That's
because how do you know who you can trust? How exactly. do you know that they're not getting paid under the table, regardless of how consistent in quality their reviews are and how trusted they might be to you?
Because not only does it hurt that site's reputation or that person's reputation, it really hurts the entire industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because
then you start wondering who else. Yeah,
you start questioning, like, well, if this person was bought off by E3 or EA, then, I mean, this person could have been bought off by Activision, you know, and I don't know who's being bought off where or what's going, you know, I don't know who to trust. I don't know whose opinion matters. And...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who actually holds journalistic integrity at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just to have that much uncertainty, why would I want to pay attention to what they're saying? Just I'll figure out my own opinions. I will take the time to do my own research and make my decision from that point.
Yeah. And in a world where, you know, reviews are steadily progressing and steadily going forward, the gaming community is a very backwards place, it seems. Because more and more, you know, you see credible reviews for other industries. Mm-hmm. And more you see discredit and distrust and, you know, bribes and corruption and total lack of journalistic integrity in the gaming world. And it seems like it's being dragged backwards. And it's sad to me. It's distressing, and I don't want it to be that way, but that is the state of where we're at right now. And I it can change. I want it to change, and I hope it really does. But
it's a matter of who's going to start making said change.
Exactly. So that's why I was so excited about this site, like Godmass. I really do hope it becomes the site and like really pushes the industry forward.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I mean, you know, excluding Oddmass, so far no site has really done anything to push for this integrity.
No.
In journalistic reporting.
You know? Okay. Very interesting, and I'll definitely be keeping my eye on that one. So I'm curious how your opinion on reviews has changed. Like, how did you used to view? Like, what was a review? What did it mean to you? There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. What did it mean to you when you were younger?
Everything. It meant the world to me. I think it was easier as a kid because my only real exposure to reviews was these publications, you know, in print magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you knew the writers, you know, every month they would come and be the same writers. You know, you got to know their writing styles and stuff. And, you know, you read these articles by them. And so I would trust their opinion, you know, because every time I would buy a game that they said was good and it turned out to be good, I'd be like, all right, mark one up for them.
Yep.
But over the years, I mean, I stopped getting Nintendo Power. I stopped getting PlayStation Magazine. I stopped, you know, after I became more of a PC gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And my level of exposure to reviews went just plummeted, you know. And it wasn't until a couple of years later that I really started actively searching for sites that I could go to for reviews, because I'd gotten burned a couple times on games that I didn't look up any gameplay for. I didn't look up any, you know, reviews for. I just thought, oh, this is cool, so I'll just go ahead and give it a try.
Yep. Yeah.
But and I started searching and, you know, came across all these sites, and not to call anyone specific, but it was disheartening, to say the least, from what I found. You know, so then I just went back to watching Zero Punctuation and saying fuck it.
Yep. Yeah, I know for myself, I was the same way. It was, okay, does this game get a good review? What's the score? Is it a score high enough that I'm willing to at least rent it and give it a try? And then maybe I'll buy it. Because, I mean, when I was younger, I didn't really buy too many games. It was all about renting them, trying them, playing them for the weekend, and taking them back.
Exactly. Yep. I think I definitely think it has increased the risk for consumers with the decline of physical rental stores. You know, gamers really don't have their own dedicated Redbox at this point.
No.
I mean, Redbox, I think, has started to carry games, but their selection has...
It's limited.
Yeah, it's very limited. And that's, you know, it's understandable. But I think the first person that comes out with a game-related Redbox is going to be pretty set.
Yeah, because, I mean, yes, we saw the decline of the need for rental stores, but I think this period that we haven't had them... I've personally wanted to try a lot more games, and I probably would have if I still had rental options.
Yep. Especially with the price of games rising.
Exactly, yeah. When games are $70, $65, $70, it's you want to be sure that you're spending your money wisely.
Yeah, you want to get the most bang for your buck, because that's a good amount. That's a good amount of change.
Yeah, that's almost $100. I mean, I could spend $100 on a lot of things, but I want this piece of entertainment to. Give me my money's worth.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the thing is, too, you always get into this, like, well, what is your money's worth, you know? Mm-hmm. For some people, it's like, well, I enjoyed the campaign, and that lasted for 6 hours, so that was worth the $60.
For other people, $10 per hour, yeah.
Yeah, for other people, it's like, you know, for instance, I bought D3, Diablo 3, and Reaper of Souls I've spent, I think, about $100 on it, basically, between the game and the expansion.
Yeah.
I've gotten over 100 hours out of it. So, I mean, when you break it down, I'd say that's worth it.
Absolutely, yeah. Or for myself, like, I've put, I think, about 250 hours into Binding of Isaac. Yep. I paid $3 for the expansion. Someone bought me the game itself. So, for that $3 that I spent, I've definitely gotten my money's worth. And that's really all I want.
Yep.
Not necessarily dollars per hour, but as long as I feel rewarded in the experience.
Yeah, and I think another problem that faces the video game review industry is that we don't really have a standardized "is this worth my money" scale.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's here's the scale of 1 to 10. I think it's worth 7.5.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Exactly,
what does 7.5 mean? You know,
it doesn't have any value to me.
Yeah, in movie reviews, there's a very standardized scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that star system they have is actually standardized across, it's by the Movie Critics Association, I think it is. I believe they use a specific, like, official scale, though. But we don't really have that.
No, it's...
We have, I feel like more than any other place in a review, within a single review, where I feel like the most opinion comes in is in the final tally of score.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust that number.
No, and I used to. It was, okay, I'm not going to skim over the quick points of what's good, what's bad, what's the score. Okay, my opinion's been formed. Now it's like, no. I will read this in detail, and I will do my research on it and check multiple sites.
Yep. And I feel like a standardized scale would definitely help, though, cut down on, you know, opiniony truthiness, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's how do you define that scale? I mean, yes, we can say based on gameplay, sound, replay value. Trying to think of other things, but it's getting more of a critical analysis in there and less of an opinionated analysis in there.
And the biggest challenge too is that games just appeal. They're so interactive and they're so consuming in their experience that two different people playing the same game can have a completely different experience.
Exactly.
You know, for me personally, I'm a huge story guy. I love story, and if a story in a game is good enough, I will set aside my differences on its controls. I will set aside my differences on its camera controls. If it's got a couple gameplay issues, I'm okay with it as long as the story is really good.
Yeah, it's as long as the pros make up for the cons. I mean, what was it? Beyond Two Souls. That got awful, awful reviews. Mm-hmm. But I fucking loved that game. I marathoned it. Like I started it one day, played for about 2-3 hours. The next day I was off work, and I was up till like 3 in the morning finishing that game because the story just had me so engrossed.
Yep. I actually can't put in really much of an opinion there because the only time I ever saw that game was when I was drunk over at my friend's house and we were spent the entire game speaking in different accents talking about how awesome Willem Dafoe was.
Oh, Willem Dafoe. it's better than the voice acting from Heavy Rain.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of that being played. And, that was a little painful sometimes.
It's painful, yeah. Like when he's calling out for his son, Jason. It's like it's this French accent. You can hear it, and they're trying to be American. It just doesn't work. it's painful. Yeah. But that was another example of a great game. I enjoyed it immensely. Mm-hmm. But
I think gaming has definitely grown up. For sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. And as that continues to happen, the need for these services and the need for these adult types of reviews that aren't just a score on a page is gonna skyrocket. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be people who are willing to, you know, really buckle down and meet this demand for very critical reviews. Yeah. And hopefully in the future we keep progressing towards this evolution of more mature gaming and more, you know, not to say cut out the goofy stuff, cut out the fun stuff, you know. I'm not saying mature in the sense of blood, guts, and glory. I'm saying mature in just how we as an industry carry ourselves, how we as an industry view ourselves, and how the world views us.
Yeah, because there's a lot of outside views on the gaming community, the stereotypes that are constantly perpetuated that just it makes it seem like it's something for children when it's not.
Yeah. And the problem is too, there's a lot of people inside the community that
perpetuate those stereotypes.
Like EA. God. I feel everyone probably knows about their, what was that one campaign for Dead Space 3? That was the "Your mom's gonna hate this."
Yeah.
And it had all the elderly women sitting there, and they were like, why would anyone make this game? Oh my god, that's horrible. And
just make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
It's things like that. Why? Yeah, mom's gonna hate this game, but it's a mature game, so maybe if you're playing it, you didn't need to get mom to buy it for you?
Yep.
Just a thought?
Well, the level of respect they obviously have for the gaming community as a whole is pretty. Wow. I think they've made quite clear
where they make us use Origin.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry, I really just don't like Origin.
Hey, I haven't even downloaded it.
That's good. Be grateful. It's painful at times.
Yeah. Or when they put out, what was that, Dante's Inferno? When they hired those protesters, those actors to be protesters.
God. Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, that was a good game, but what a stupid publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't really realistically think that that's going to stand a wrap. Someone's going to spill the beans at some point.
That and the fact that once they, you know, it makes me so disappointed.
It's like, you couldn't go about this a better way to properly promote your work?
There are so many, like, I don't even care if it's a pre-rendered trailer. You know, that's for me, pre-rendered trailers, just as a side, are like the bottom of the barrel in terms of advertising, because I don't trust them at all. It's like, oh, cool, you were able to put together a really cool animation, but is the gameplay any good?
Mm-hmm. Maybe mix some gameplay in there, different story.
Yeah. But, it made me angry, and at the same time, it just, no, pretty much just angry.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like, maybe there was some other emotion. Nope.
No, just disappointment. Anger.
Disappointment.
I feel like there was disappointment, and then it just sort of transferred into anger.
Right, more into more anger.
it's like God,
why? God, fucking hell.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, as the outliers aside.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's funny to say outlier when he is.
Oh, that's good. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, right away. It's giant. But outliers aside, I think the gaming industry as a whole is becoming much more mature and much more aware of how they present themselves to non-gamers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you know, it's good. It's good. Bottom line, it's good that we're not, you know, putting out this image of small children anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And one other thing I just wanted to quickly throw in there is there is great ways to view someone's opinions on a game while they're playing it. That's part of the reason I started watching on Twitch, is because I can see what someone thinks of a game while they're playing it.
Oh, yeah.
And get genuine reactions.
I cannot tell you how many times I've been in a channel and they'll, like, you know, let's take Professor Broman, for instance. Yep. I've been in a channel, and, you know, the night that Destiny came out,
mm-hmm.
and I probably saw a good 200 people ask, how is it? How do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? Should I buy this game? Is it worth the money? Is it worth the time? It's just constant question after question. And that, to me, really says there's no actual outlet to trust.
Because they want to go and just see someone playing it. Like, I don't know who this guy is. Well, let's see if he's liking the game. Looks like fun. If he's having fun, then maybe I will too.
The fact that people trust random people on Twitch's opinion more than so-called, you know, professional review sites.
Mm-hmm.
Really speaks detrimentally to their standing in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, I don't see it changing a lot in the near future unless something drastic happens. I'm probably still gonna trust people on Twitch playing games to be like, definitely. this is a game that, even if it's not new, I can watch someone play something like, hey, this game's a few years old, but I want to go and find a copy of it now because this looks like a good game.
Yep.
So
I mean, that's how I ended up playing Binding of Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
I think I played it back on Newgrounds, and then I saw Casper playing it, and I was like, oh, this game actually looks good. There you go.
Yeah.
Honestly, Twitch is probably one of the best marketing tools you can have as a game dev.
Oh, man. I mean, Bungie did an amazing job with the promotion for Destiny. They had, Broman, Goth, Admiral Baru. Is it Baru?
Yep, Admiral Baru.
And a bunch of other people.
Yep. I mean, so many huge streamers were playing it that, I mean, I really want some sort of research to be put out about the effects of Twitch on directly influencing game purchases. Mm-hmm. I would love to see someone put together that research, and I do not have the technical know-how to do that.
It would be an interesting thing, even just like even just getting straw polls. Like, how often does watching someone on Twitch affect your purchase of a game?
You know what I can say right now? Mm-hmm. I can already give you the answer to that one.
And?
It's going to be a hell of a lot higher than the reviews.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I pretty much live on Twitch at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I don't watch TV. My fiance will watch TV, but I'm usually on Twitch.
Yeah, you know, I don't really go outside anymore. You know, I used to have a job, but now I just sit inside and watch Twitch all day.
I can't even buy a razor to shave this beard. It looks awful. Oh, God.
Look like the fucking Castaway, man. God damn. Wilson, where the hell did you go?
Wilson!
Why? I asked for a Coke about 2 hours ago.
Why didn't you bring it here? Where's my fries? You lazy piece of shit.
Goddamn ball.
Oh, fuck. But,
Twitch. TV. It's a great place.
That is a great place. Yeah. I mean, really, that's what I do. I mean, generally, I'm not a multi-stream kind of guy. I'll stick to my one channel. I'll usually have my one evening cast, and because I'm a moderator there, and I will hang out and do my thing there. But
I wonder what cast that is.
Elegy of Games. Sorry.
Oh, who? I've never heard of Mr. Elegy of Games.
Elegy of Games. Oh, and the troops are—they're a fantastic place.
Why? Tell me about this wonderful man. I've never heard of him. He seems like he'd be a delightful fellow.
Yes, quite. He likes the Monster Hunter and many variety of games. He does voices too. They're fantastic. They're much better than my voices.
Quite bully.
Yes, quite bully. much hubris.
Yeah. So I don't know. Any other thoughts on this whole topic before we lay it to rest?
Not really. I think we've covered a good amount of. Actually, I think we've covered everything there really is to talk about. At least all that I can think of. If you guys have opinions, then tweet at both of us and let us know what you think.
Yep, definitely. And Twitter for... It'll be around.
Yeah, there will be links to Twitters again. And and you can bug us there.
And you can tell me how wrong I am and how dumb I am and that Kotaku is the greatest site in the universe.
Polygon or that, for life, yo.
But feel free to call me an ass and tell me that I'm wrong,
or take the mature approach and have a discussion. Maybe we can hope.
Well, we'll see.
Exactly. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, not really. I'm D3, guys. That's about it. I stream on Twitch, and I'm also, I like long walks by the beach. I enjoy cats.
Nice.
Fine dining. Yeah. I really, really enjoy making weird noises in the morning at myself in the mirror. just a little bit to get to know me.
Hey, you know what? Then at least when they come into your stream, they can tell you about the weird noises they like to make, too.
Exactly, give us some common ground. For instance, sometimes I'll make a noise that's kind of a mix between like a bear and a cat, you know. Ooh. And you can tell me what kind of noise you like to make. Maybe you like to make a noise that sounds like a antelope with its leg trapped between two boulders. Maybe that's your thing.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, right?
You know, whatever sets the scene for you.
Yep, makes your day. Yeah. Tickles your fancy, as it were.
Yeah, as a famous warrior poet once said, there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. You just have to find one. And if that is making animal noises at yourself in the mirror, then that is really proud of you.
I need to look up this gentleman's work or gentlewoman's work. I need to know this. These tales of this whimsy I'm hearing.
Ah, if you would actually like to, it's Jeremy Messersmith, I believe. No, Connor Oberst is the person I just quoted there. Fantastic, folk indie
Connor Oberst
singer, songwriter guy. I don't know. Fantastic hipster.
Cool. Hipsters are fun. Yep. Yeah, well, this was a great discussion. I had a really good time. We'll have to do it again for sure.
Oh, definitely. Covered a lot of ground. I think we really hit some good points.
Absolutely. Well,
not to pat ourselves in the back too hard, but I think I just dislocated my spine.
hey, there you go. You should probably go see a doctor for that.
Nah, I'm fine.
All right.
I'll be good in the morning. I got Twitch to watch.
Put some testing on it. You'd be fine.
Yeah. You know, a little bit of Ben Gay goes a long way.
See? Hey, that's catchy. I like that. That should be the new slogan.
Try and sell it to him.
Yeah. You sold me. I'm going to go buy some right now. I don't even need it, but shit, I'm going to go buy it. All right, man. This has been an awesome time. So they can find you on Twitch. We'll have the links there. But if you want to throw your name out there.
I am D374TP. Otherwise known as Deathtrap or Dan. You can just call me Dan.
Dan, all right.
I stream every day on Twitch, except for days I don't. But those days are often few and far in between. So I would say statistically, it averages out to be about probably 99.9% of the time.
That's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling that out of my ass, but my ass is a pretty spot-on place.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, generally I have very good statistics coming out of there. I have a good group of men working down there to really make sure that the statistics I pull out of my ass are indeed
correct,
at least somewhat close to what really maybe should be right. So, 99.9% of the time, I will stream on Twitch.
99.9% is what I'm going with. See, there you go. That's it. That's all.
I'm leaving the extra .09. For wiggle room, so I'm not saying I'm gonna stream on their 99.99,
but
that extra hundredth of a percent,
it can make a matters. Big difference.
So yeah, twitch.tv/d374tp. I'm also on Twitter at deathtrap, which is d374tp _ Twitch. I'm on Facebook as well.
I gotta follow you on the Facebooks. I haven't done that.
Yeah, man. What the hell?
I know. I'm awful. I got you. I'm followed on the Twitters. It's okay. I got you there. I need to finish that off.
Yeah, you need to like me on Facebook. You can find me on MySpace and Friendster.
Top 10 sure friends.
You reblog me on Instagram.
Oh man.
I'm on Pinterest too.
Oh.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe as well.
What's the other one? Oh, it's the business social network app. Fuck, what the hell's it called?
I can't help you here. You're on your own.
Damn it! I'm looking at my phone to see if I have it. Nope. The joke's slowly fading away. It's gone. Yep, it's gone. It's gone.
Let's lay it to rest. Let's lay this cast to rest.
Yes.
Let's lay everything to rest.
Dig it a nice, beautiful grave and a good coffin it will go in.
Bring us home!
Woohoo! So, if you have a gaming topic that's burning a hole in your pocket, come be a guest and share it with the world. Be sure to hit me up on Twitter. It's @boom_headshot. I haven't done this in a while. @boom_headshot, AGADSH0T. And check out everything Boom at boomheadshotpod.com. For this week, I'm Jordan Thompson, and thank you again to Dan, a.k.a. Deathtrap, a.k.a. D3, a.k.a. D374TP. I just had to throw all of those out there.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining me.
It's more AKs than a war zone.
Oh, snap. All right. Yes. Thank you again for joining me. We'll do it again for sure, because we seem to have some really good discussions when we sit down and do these chit-chats. But till next week, guys, keep those sights line and keep making those headshots.
King of the ring when I'm in the arena, cause I'm beating everybody like when I beat Tina. I can throw down with the campus mentality, the gloves putting stops to your whole camp's reality. Sticky bombs flying all over the place. If I find your body, you know I'm humping your face. Duck walking with my heavy machine gun, the words on your screen, you were killed by Z1. Yeah, come and run my direction. I don't give a damn if you got double protection. It's a fatal attraction. I'm way fatality, place quake and not red faction. Posted on a rock, sniper rifle in hand. Your forehand's in sight, all according to plan. Breathe wrong, homie, and you might get caught. Everybody in the room's gonna hear what I got, cause it's a boom headshot, boom headshot. Boom headshot, boom headshot. Boom headshot, boom headshot. Boom headshot, boom headshot.
at your area. Become its own amphibious. It's necessary to be wearing. You should be afraid of us. Gotcha in the sights of my rifle scope. Better take a look around before your head explodes. Taking the show on the road. See the victims light up. Better watch where you go or your mic can shot up. Better pack your grenades if you step into us. A frantic creature with a body. See them piling up. I take a real sick pleasure out of watching them fall. Rockets and grenades, I shot a free-for-all. About to whip out my sickness, get my opinion. Climb up to the top and start stabbing at your best friend. It takes 10 men to stop me, here I'm coming. In the battle mode, I keep on running and gunning. Tell us it be fair, y'all better be scared. Don't care if you respond, I still be caving out to be there with them.
Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. Stalled in the box like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. Stalled in the box like boom, headshot.
Hit your 9-3 chumps in the line. Wait, I'm low on ammo, but I still got my 9. Need to reach a high level for I'm truly effective.
Killing off pros and noobs, non-selective.
True dot dead, okay, I'm ready to go.
Sticky bombs in my hand, pop tops and throw. Yo, my railgun's tracking everyone in my sector.
Hey, yo, I'm in position, let me give you the vector.
The coordinates match with the blips on my map.
Word to that, okay, let's set up this trap. Selling noobs in to be like bait.
Brain matter will splatter, all according to fate.
Yeah, there's no doubt, look like they found my landmine.
It's all good, now I got my snipe sights line. This is easy like aiming at Tyra Banks.
Making shots so accurate, they're taking down tanks.
Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. Stalled in the box like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. Stalled in the box like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. Stalled in the box like boom, headshot. Boom, headshot, boom, headshot. Stalled in the box like boom, headshot.
Yeah, B Bear Zealous 1. Uh-oh, turn around. Whoops, too late. Boom.